Well, it's been a busy week in 2016 politics with both Hillary Clinton and Marco Rubio announcing they are joining the race, and their first weeks were very different. So let's get right to it.
Here and now,
2016. Ron Elving is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. He's giggling as we listen to that lovely sounder that we have for our 2016 segment. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Jeremy. I think that's the best part of the early start of the 2016.
Just
campaign.
Listening to that. Well, much was made, of course, of Hillary Clinton's road trip to Iowa this week. And at a roundtable with college students, she sounded a lot like her online announcement video that was released last Sunday. Let's listen.
I'm running for president because I think that Americans and their families need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I want to stand up and fight for people so that they can not just get by, but they can get ahead, and they can stay ahead.
Now, this is a different-looking campaign than the one she ran in 2008 when she had her helicopter and she was bouncing around Iowa. Now she's trying to stay a little more low-key. How did her first week go?
Her first week was successful from the standpoint of the campaign itself. They wanted to be as close to the ground as possible. They wanted to see her with regular Americans, everyday Americans is the term that they used, maybe shying away a little bit from the term ordinary Americans.
Or middle class.
She was popping up at a Chipotle. She was popping up at a gas station and taking selfies with these everyday Americans. And as many of these people seem to have been caught somewhat unawares. On the other hand, from the standpoint of many in the media, somewhat more jaundiced standpoint, perhaps, many of those ordinary Americans whom she was meeting appeared to have been, in some sense or another, pre-vetted or selected because, for example, in one town she was meeting with the mayor, she was meeting with the head of a group of local Democrats. So some of these people, while they certainly qualify as regular Iowans, as everyday Americans, they also seem to have been perhaps just a little bit cherry-picked.
Well, and she hasn't done any interviews with the media since she launched. She would have to probably talk about a few things that maybe she doesn't want to talk about, including why the Clinton Foundation, her husband's foundation, is going to continue to accept contributions from some foreign governments, why she hasn't responded to a request for information from Congress about whether she used a private email account as Secretary of State. How long is she going to be able to keep this campaign so controlled before she has to start answering some of those questions?
That's a question that's carefully monitored on a daily basis by the Clinton campaign. They want to be very careful not to wait too long to answer some of those questions, but they're not overeager to do it. And the demands for answers are coming at this stage of the game primarily from the media, from us. They're not coming so much from the people that she meets at a Chipotle. They're not coming so much from people that she meets when she arrives in Iowa. So if they become demands that are really rising up from the people she wants to identify herself with and be a champion for, then she's going to have to answer them. But she can probably avoid a lot of media exposure, or at least time it to her advantage for some while, yet most of the country isn't focusing on this.
We also heard this week the announcement from Senator Marco Rubio. He came out and said he's going to be running for president as well. He also spoke with NPR's Steve Inskeep just before his announcement speech on Monday, and he was asked if he's ready.
Clearly, if you see the history of the presidency, people that go into that office grow, the office helps you grow as well as you go through it. And that's having the ability to learn is a big part of the office as well. But I'm certainly capable from day one. I'm very confident that I have the capability from day number one to lead this country.
How did Rubio do in his first week?
He had a good week. He's just 43. He's the youngest person in a very large field. But, you know, there's a real possibility that this week we saw half the people who will be on the national tickets. If Hillary Clinton winds up being the Democratic nominee, there's an excellent chance Marco Rubio will be either at the top or at the second half of his party ticket. Now, he's well back in the polls. He's still introducing himself to much of the country. But if Jeb Bush is not the Republican nominee, most any of the other prospects other than Marco Rubio would find Marco Rubio pretty irresistible for vice president, not only because of his youth and his Hispanic outreach, but because he might bring them Florida. Jeb Bush doesn't have to worry about that so much, but Marco Rubio has a natural advantage in Florida. So he had a good week. He addressed his youth question. He addressed many of the conservative issues that are going to help him in Iowa and New Hampshire.
You know, interestingly, we spoke with Congressman Trey Gowdy, a Republican from South Carolina, and I spoke with former Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott this week, asked them who they like for 2016. Both of them, the first person they said was Marco Rubio. So we will watch that campaign. One more question for you, Ron. What do these candidates need to be doing in these early states right now? If they head to Iowa or New Hampshire, obviously the big battle right now is for the donors, for the money. But what do they need to be doing?
Generating buzz. That's what they need to be doing. They need to get people talking about them in the states they're visiting. Every event they do, every hand they shake, they need to get people in conversation about them after they've left so that the media then pick up on that. And what reporters love to do at this early stage of the campaign is to say, well, whatever the polls show, whatever else you may know, however many dollars they're raising, it's people talking. They're talking about this guy.
NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving, as we look ahead to 2016. Ron, great to see you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.